Hey guys, and welcome back to Jules on the Hustle. Today we are going to speak about basketball, college basketball to be specific, my Virginia Cavaliers and the progress they've really made this season. I was just in Charlottesville for the Virginia Louisville last regular season game, and I hate to say it, but the last game of their season. And it was intense. So the Cavaliers, they have won the last 7 games that they've played and the last 10 of 11 games. The last game they lost to was actually to the Cardinals. And that game was basically all about Louisville just dictating play, making Virginia play faster than they want to. You know, Virginia is really good with their defense. And they just felt rushed. They were rushed to play quicker plays, and that's what made Louisville come out on top. But this time around, in their 57-54 victory for the Cavaliers, it was all about Virginia defense. And they were causing Louisville to kind of go for shots that just weren't there, and they felt smothered by the Virginia defense. I mean, so the common theme for Virginia really has been the fact that they get really big leads. For instance, in this game, they were up by 14, and they almost lost it. It became a tied game in the second half, and it was honestly looking like just a repeat of the Virginia Tech game. What happened against Virginia Tech is that they had a huge lead, and they almost lost it. They went to overtime, and then Kihei came up with the huge three. I gotta tell you guys, Kihei Clark has been the most clutch of them all. I actually saw him after the Virginia Louisville game. I'm like, why don't you ever do three to the dome after you score such a clutch three? Because it's Virginia Tech and now Louisville, where his clutch three won Virginia the game, basically. So I came up to him after the press conference, and I'm like, you gotta do your three to the dome. You own that. Like, if it weren't for you, the team would not have a chance to be competing for the number one position in the ACC. I'm not really sure how in the world this happened, because at one point Virginia was just trailing in the ACC rankings, but they were tied up with Florida State, or not tied up, very close with Florida State, Duke, which they have a winning record against. So if they were tied, Virginia would have the advantage. And Florida State, Virginia, I'm missing a Louisville. Yeah. So all those teams were tied up, and that day, that final day of regulation or of regular season, was all about who was going to win. And it turned out Florida State came out on top. So I'm just really proud of my Cavaliers, because they came from far down in the season. And this is, you know, after winning the national championship in 2019. So from a very high point to kind of a low point. And they're coached under Tony Bennett, one of the most respected coaches at UVA or in basketball, like in total. So as a student athlete at the University of Virginia, a former student athlete, I know this. This guy is respected. People kiss the ground he walks on. He's a good guy. Win or lose, he's a good head on his shoulders. He's not a sore loser. He doesn't try to make excuses. And I just really appreciate him. But I'm just so happy with how Virginia has really turned around this season. They showed that it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And if they played the ACC tournament, they would have first played Notre Dame and then would have had to face Louisville again. I feel like Mamadi Diakite is one of the seniors. You know, I think he is feeling confident, and a common factor for Virginia has been missing a lot of free throws, and I feel like he really got that together. So I just feel like there was nothing but confidence going forward into the ACC. With all that being said, the coronavirus. That's the true reality, the sad reality that this is what's happening right now. And we have to put the well-being, the health of all the athletes before sport. And as much as it stinks to think about not having ACC tournament, not having March Madness, that makes me sad. I honestly really look forward to March Madness every year, and I know a lot of people do. This is a sad time. Things are shut down. There's no sporting events. Supermarkets are running out of everything. It's rough, but at the end of the day, we need to remember that the coronavirus is like a flu. And people don't announce when the flu kills people because we've had it year after year, but it does kill people. We need to realize that the coronavirus isn't much different. And just like the flu, the coronavirus will attack people that have underlying illnesses or older in age, just like the flu. So I think people need to take a deep breath. I consulted a doctor about this. So the information I am handing right now is actually all true facts. And when you're younger, it's true you're a little bit asymptomatic, which means you can have the coronavirus without symptoms. And that's a little scary because you can transmit it to the elderly and make it more dangerous. But I just wanted to get that out because I know a lot of people are stressing and it's normal. But I think once we can come out with more testing, people can know whether they have it and avoid people that are at higher risk. And that's when our sporting events will all come back. Now, the winter sports are done. They're canceled. So there's no more basketball, college basketball for this season, the 2019-2020 season. However, for the spring sports, for most of them, it's just postponed. So they're an NCAA's came out with an announcement yesterday that they were going to give players another year of eligibility. Now, I'm not really sure how this is going to work. Are students going to be able to pursue a master's degree with the last year of eligibility? Because if so, that's a pretty sick deal. But then there's players I want to play professionally and feel like their 4 years was enough. So, I mean, it's just really up to the individual, and we'll see how that plays out. But I just wish there was a way, you know, that we can go back and say that the basketball season can finish up, because it might just be me, and a lot of people love baseball and are excited about that coming back, but I wish that basketball season can finish up. Virginia really has turned their season around, and just to see how they would have finished would have been really exciting. I also wanted to discuss tennis right now. So we're in a 6-week postponement and players are upset. Think about it. Tennis is one of the only sports besides golf, really, that you're out there on your own. It's an individual sport. If you're sick, if you're ill, you don't have a roster to sub in. If you're not 100% mentally or physically, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You still are expected to go out there and do the best you can because you're in the middle of Morocco. And what are you going to do, not play? No, you spent so much money to get there, time, effort, energy. You're going to play. You can't sub in a teammate that's feeling better than you. You have to go out there. And what makes it even more difficult is that as a tennis player, you only earn money if you win. Think about it. Giving your 100% effort of what you have that day won't make you money. Losing won't give you money. There's no contracts like all the other sports. Basketball, football, baseball, you're guaranteed a salary at the end of the year, play or not play. Tennis, you're not. So this beginning of this year, we all know that Australia was hit with all the brush fires. We didn't know when that was going to end. Thankfully, things are slowing down there, and that's making me feel like hopefully the coronavirus can slow down at some point as well, even when you don't see an end in sight. And I think that's what's making people most anxious, is that we don't know when the end will come. It's like a tunnel with no light. And that's what causes people most anxiety, is the fear of the unknown. But with all this being said, tennis players, the well-being of an athlete has really never been put first. It's always about playing the next week's tournament, and if you don't, you lose your points. You lose your ranking. You lose your momentum. And that's the sad reality about tennis. But for the first time with this 6-week postponement, it actually feels like we're cared for. Because let's face it, if there was no postponement, players would be traveling around the world, minus Europe, of course, because Trump put a ban, but they would be going to Africa, Asia. People would even be going to freaking China, which is insane. Us tennis players are crazy. We'll go anywhere where there's points, whether it's safe or not safe. I mean, 15-year-old Julia, me, went to Caracas, Venezuela to chase down points. Do you know how dangerous that is? I was playing a match with armed security next to my tennis court. I was playing a tennis match knowing that there could be murder right outside the fence of my match. That's what tennis players do. Would you ever see an NBA game going on with the chance of murder going on, like, right outside the court? Absolutely not. Somehow rules and things are just much more laid back in tennis. And so I just really appreciate that for the first time, it feels like our well-being, our health, our safety matters. So all in all, you guys kind of get how I feel about this whole coronavirus thing, and you get how I feel about Virginia basketball and the improvements they have made throughout the season, and technically because season was incomplete and they're, in my opinion, the most improved team of the season, they are champions again 2 years in a row. If you don't agree with that, you can unsubscribe from my podcast. Just kidding, don't do that. That's just my biased opinion, and I think it's fair because they won last year, and they're killing it. They were killing it this year. But anyway, I have some thoughts about the coronavirus on tennis players as well, collegiate tennis players, the seniors. You know, it's rough. It's rough for seniors of all the sports, but tennis in particular, it's just such a hard sport when you're by yourself out there. And it's your senior season, you want to give it 100%. And honestly, the tennis players were pretty much 50% through their season. And I know they have another chance next year to play again. It's just different, you know. You gave 100% so far and having to start over. And the thing about tennis is that if you win the NCAA championship, you get a wild card into the US Open, the main draw. So if you're playing with momentum and you're feeling good, that's kind of just taken away from you. So I'm going to reflect on that in the next podcast. But you guys should follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jules Elbaba, at JulesElbaba. And do me a favor, guys. During all this madness, please go outside, enjoy the sun. The weather couldn't be better. It's a little chilly, but the sun is out and our skin needs vitamin D. It's been a long winter and it looks so nice outside. I'm gonna go outside, go for a walk, enjoy the outdoors with the family and appreciate the little things. Look at the water, look at the trees. Look at the flowers blooming, and while you take your Allegra, just appreciate the pollen. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. See you guys next time on Jules on the Hustle.